For more than a decade, illegal methamphetamine labs have been the scourge of rural America. Now, states from Missouri to Oregon are trying to stamp out these meth labs by restricting access to one crucial raw ingredient. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Kansas City.
No state in the U.S. busts more meth labs each year than Missouri. And Franklin County, about 50 miles west of St. Louis, is ground zero in the nation's meth wars. In a county of just 90,000, officers find and seize, on average, one meth lab every 3 days. Corporal Jason Grellner is with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office.
Because of some of the rural areas, because you can come out to Franklin County and own a couple hundred acres, maybe 1,000 acres, it's easy for things to go unnoticed sometimes, and sometimes those things are meth labs.
Out back on the firing range, officers are shooting gas cylinders containing anhydrous ammonia, confiscated in recent meth lab raids. For communities here, the clandestine labs where meth is made are almost as dangerous as the drug itself. There are hazardous chemicals, weapons, booby traps, and often children present. Grellner says while there's not much his department can do about the problem of meth addiction,
what we can do as a county, as a state, as a nation for that matter, is we can do something about meth labs. And it's one of those crimes where there's an obvious solution. And the solution is in the regulation of pseudoephedrine hydrochloride.
Pseudoephedrine hydrochloride is a common ingredient in many over-the-counter cold remedies, such as Sudafed and Claritin D. It's also the prime ingredient in many commonly used meth recipes. Meth cooks buy or shoplift large quantities of drugs containing pseudoephedrine. In an effort to stop that, Oklahoma became the first state to reclassify pseudoephedrine as a Schedule 5 drug. That means most cold remedies containing it are now available only for sale by pharmacists, that the products must be kept behind the counter, and that consumers have to show an ID and fill out a log when making a purchase. Like Missouri, Oklahoma has struggled to cope with the explosion in meth use. But Bureau of Narcotics spokesman Mark Woodward says after years of unchecked growth, in the first month the new law went into effect, the number of lab seizures in Oklahoma abruptly dropped.
Not only did it dropped 40%. And that was just astonishing to a lot of people. To us, we expected it because we said all along, if they can't walk across the street and buy or shoplift 20 boxes, they can't cook meth. And sure enough, after the first month, it dropped from 100 meth labs in March, in the end of May. On May, the numbers, there were only 29 labs. So it literally dropped 71% in 2 months. And it has stayed constant, about a 70% drop statewide.
Other states have considered making pseudoephedrine a Schedule 5 drug. Missouri proposed it twice, but both times it was vigorously opposed by drug company lobbyists, like Linda Sidam, president of the Consumer Healthcare Products Association. Her group represents companies that make and market over-the-counter drugs and has been busy in state capitals from Austin to Des Moines trying to convince legislators that restricting the public's access to drugs containing pseudoephedrine is not the way to control meth labs. She claims Oklahoma's law unfairly penalizes consumers, especially those living in rural areas.
Like the mom who has four or five kids who lives out in the middle of the country without any pharmacies that are open all night. And that person, you know, may have to wait with some sick kids for a long time before she is able to get to a place where she can buy the product. And this is what Schedule 5 does.
Supporters of the law dispute that argument, noting that convenience stores are still allowed to carry pseudoephedrine drugs in the form of gel caps or liquids, forms rarely used by meth cookers. At the Wheeler and Stuckey Pharmacy near downtown Oklahoma City, owner Dale Metzler says so far he's heard no complaints, either from consumers or pharmacists.
Of course, it's a little bit of a headache having to do one more step in paperwork and record keeping. But when you look at the benefit of it as opposed to the small minor inconvenience, it's far outweighs that.
Mark Woodward of the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says before the law was passed, some convenience stores were selling more than $100,000 worth of drugs containing pseudoephedrine each year, much of it in cases out the back door. He believes that drug companies oppose the law in Oklahoma and are fighting it in other states because they're concerned it will hurt sales.
I think they're scared to death now because we've had as many as 26 other states call us saying, we want to do what you did because nothing in that we've tried is working. So the domino effect has started, and the drug companies are very nervous. They would have to be. They stand to lose millions of dollars.
This month, Oregon became the second state to make pseudoephedrine a Schedule 5 drug through emergency rules imposed by the State Board of Pharmacy. At least 8 other states have similar proposals pending in their legislatures. In every state, law enforcement officials are the ones pushing hardest for the law in hopes of finally curbing the proliferation of illegal meth labs. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.